Okay, Shmaitzah Shir. We're really entering. We'll start the beginning of the parak again. Shmaitzah Dalid, parak Yud, and this is really like what they call in Yiddish, Spitz Dinei Momenus. This is the real stuff about Muchzot and Bori B'Shema and Cheskos Momen and Marakama and Bori and Shema and the interplay and the interface of Muchzuk and Shema and Sumchis and Rabbana. It might be to get a Mitzia and to have it handy, because tonight certainly we'll go over the Shmaita, but the Shmaita basically brings down the Gemara and Tosfos and in fact this is, you know, you want to do this properly, you probably have to learn through the whole Kuntzus HaSfeikus after we learn this parak or two of Shmaita. Like the Kuntzus HaSfeikus was written on these Inyanim Mamish, where he focused more. So we'll wait for Rabbi Greenspan. And meanwhile, we'll mention that it's Wednesday night, Or Tezai and Cheshvan. What?
Your channel of Shastri.
I'm in Shlomo Kabbalah's Yotzei. I'm in Shlomo Kabbalah's Yotzei. Also around now. Shlomo Kalmach.
It just was.
And when was Meir Kahanos? Also around now. No, Meir Kahanos also around now. Yud Aleph Cheshvan, Yud Beis Cheshvan. A lot of people died around now. Yitzchak Rabin, Rachel Imenu, Shlomo Kalbach, Meir Kahana, Busu Shalach. Oh. 7 days before the Marble started.
Before to which Russia that somehow connects all the buildings.
They're all dead.
Most people are.
Yes. But Victor Miller points that out. He says, be happy you're alive. Most people that you know, most people are dead. No, and you're alive. You should already be happy.
No, he said most people waiting to come in already went out. He says it like that.
Okay. Anyway, so this is like the real stuff. I someone's taking me home at 9 o'clock. So today, I want to start Sunday. I don't see a reason for me not to go back to learning Kodesh and Lovus on Sundays. I don't, because now we have Jacobson, we have the guys coming. I don't really have to do anything. I didn't take a chavrusa. So my plan is to start Sunday. A lot's totally in my foot. My foot is. I talked last week about Oyla Regal. I thought I would. The schus of the drasha would. I don't know. It's getting better, but not quickly enough. Not nearly as quickly as they would like to see. So I don't know. They're not sure what to do. They might go in, I said, with the heavy artillery.
Well, I was thinking about calling your wife and telling her that. It'll help us with our learning.
She'll
let you go.
No, it's not up to her anymore. I'm under the doctor's care. Now they on the supik now. The doctor's on the supik.
When you first mentioned it, sure, you said, anyone who can convince my wife to let me do this.
But now it turns out the doctors keep pushing it off. That's the heavy artillery. They keep pushing it off. They want to avoid it. Because it's interesting, you know, it's like a maka. It's not bad enough to do that. It's like using an atom bomb. It's not that bad, so they don't want to do such a heavy operation. It's not that bad. On the other hand, it's not getting better quick enough. Like they wish to put me in this. It's not bad enough to. Like you can't take a certain medicine because it's not bad enough. So like the antibiotic will be harmful to your body. Now it just drags on and drags on and drags on, which is the situation. So I need a Yeshua. So I really thought the speech would put me over the top, but it didn't. I gave a drush about Ali Larego. Lech Lecha. Okay, Perek Yud, Shmaitzah Dalid. This is the real stuff. If you've ever learned in yeshivas and you ever learned for a Seder with a Chabrusa, Bumpetzia, Buchsin, so this is it. So we'll start from the beginning of the Perek again. And basically, he's going to bring down the basic we've shown him here. Tanam Perek Hashoyo Hamach Lepora Bachamor V'Yolda V'Chein Hamoicha Shivchas V'Yolda. Classic Mishnah in Bov Metzia. Zeh Marat Shloim Akar Yolda V'Zeh Mishol Akach Yolda. And So the Mishnah says Yachloku. As it turns out, the Mishnah is Sumchis, who holds Momen Amut of the Sufik Cholkin. But Abu Rabbanan Amri Amosim Achver Elav Arai. But it turns out that that's not, it gets very, very complicated very quickly. Because the Gemara doesn't countenance that the Mishnah is talking about that there's a real Muchsak. So the Gemara right away starts off with Lechora, a premise that Sumchis is Modeh by a real Muchsak as opposed to a Marakam. That you do go Moser Muchsak, and I'm going to say Mechvel of Araya, because the Gemara says it's talking about that there's no Muchsak, and it's just Marakam. So we'll see, it gets very complicated, because other places in Shas, it's not so clear that Sumchis says his, that Sumchis does not say his din when there's a Muchsak. So we'll see. But the Mishnah is Sumchis. The Gemara will say, where does Yachloku come from? It comes from Sumchis's Shita, that Momen Amutl B'Safik Cholkin. By the way, this is classic Dvara de Mamona. It's inherently a Safik, who, you know, when the child was born. We know it was the Meicher is up to a certain point in time, the Bara, the mother, and we know it was the Lekeach after a certain point in time, and you know in the middle it gave birth, and you don't know who it belonged to at the time it gave birth. This is classic, quintessential Dvara de Mamona.
That's Rashi
Yeah, but it almost is not again all of Shas. Almost. But in all of Shas, when we use the word Dvara de Mamona, we mean the way Tosfos uses the term.
That's why I can't understand later why he says he's a Bari.
We're going to take it slow. You're right. But these are Yesodos. These are not. You hear it, the creation. This is the. So the Mishnah says Yachlok. The Gemara Sham, and if you haven't been to see it, might be worthwhile to look at the Gemara. Well, let's say Bershusa Deman Kaima. Let's say Kufam and Aleph. Kufam and Aleph, right away after the Gemara. Yachloku, Amay Yachloku. Let's say Bershusa Deman Kaima. Let's see who's holding on now to the child, right? Who has it? Whose possession is it in? The child. No, we don't know. Why should you know? The child was born. Maybe someone grabbed it. Maybe someone has it. Maybe it wandered into someone's house. Maybe it's in someone's house.
It was just born.
You mean maybe it's in maybe it's in Tailstone? What's the matter? It's not in Tailstone. Amar Rav Chiya Barabban Amar Shmuel Ba'omedes Ba'agam. It's a no one's rishus. Shechanami Dekaima B'Simta. The child in the Karen Zavis Asmuchul Rechava, and it's a no one's rishus. The Gemara asks, V'nukma Cheskus Demara Kama Levi Idach Hamoitzim Mechavel of Arayim. The Gemara says, okay, there's no muchsa, but there's a marakama. Why is there a marakama? So the Chora is saying that the marakama of the mother will make, part of the marakama is always the moicher, right? It's always the moicher. And it's considered Cheskos Marakama. We had an earlier Shmaitza, which I doubt we remember it, because he said it like in one line, that Taka, you're not called a Mufsik on the child when it's an Uber, because the Uber is called like Loiba Leoilin. So it's not as if, you certainly weren't a Mufsik in that Matzah, but you are considered a Marakama because you own the mother, you certainly own the mother, so you're like the last known owner, and that should help the child. Marakama. So the Gemara on that answers how many sumchas he. The Yomar Momen Amutl B'Safek Cholkin B'Lo Shvua. Okay, now let's continue in the Gemara, because You want to see Tosfos didn't make this up. The Gemara says, Eimad Yoma Sumchas B'Shemo B'Shemo. The Gemara introduces the idea that Sumchas says, Momon Amudl B'Sofek Kolkin B'Shemo B'Shemo. The Bori you Bori Mi Omar, the Gemara asks. And the Mishnah presumably could be Bori.
Kaf.
What?
Kaf.
It could be.
Kaf.
He says he's Bori.
Yeah, but I thought the whole case was that Matthew Farah was Amar, was that the Farah was someplace else.
He could be Bari. He had a watch. He knew what time he was born.
He was there.
You could say maybe he's lying, but he could be Bari. It could
problem.
Easily be a case of Bari.
Video.
Amar Rabba Baravuna. So right away, Pesach Shabbos is learning this Gemara, and he's saying, I always understood Momon Amud was something Kolkin, is a very, it's a din. I'm like, why should it be Tolin, Shemo B'Shemo, Bori Bori? Okay, that's a very good question. But you see, the Gemara assumes it's not so clear. You have to learn really the whole sugi in a way that we're not going to be able to learn it. But let's assume that if the muhsuk is bori or the ostensible muhsuk, the marakama. See, the Gemara, if you go with the flow of the Gemara didn't say Ella. That's like very important. You see in Taisa, the Gemara didn't say Ella. So, Chora, the Gemara didn't say Ella, it's Sumchasi. But it just says it's Sumchasi, which Lachora means that the Gemara is still going the case that it's Basimta or Ba'agam. There's no Muhsuk, it's just a Marakama. But if there would be a Muhsuk, Sumchas would not say his din. That he doesn't say his din by Sumchas. And that's what this Tosfos is here. If you're holding, we should learn the Tosfos, and we will believe that. How many Sumchas he. There, so that Tosfos discusses that our Gemara's Mashmah Sumchas doesn't say it by a regular Muhsuk, but only by a Marakam. But there's other Gemara's along the Shas which imply that Sumchas says it didn't even by a Muhsuk. Yeah, we'll put that aside, maybe we'll come back to learn the Tosfos. But meanwhile, the Gemara's in Marakam. By the way, we'll assume for the purposes of making the Gemara easier to understand that Marakam is not really a cheskos moment. It's a chazaka d'meikara, because if it would be a regular type of cheskos moment, then you couldn't even be mechalik. This cheskos moment, that cheskos moment. So Sumcha says that, but then the Gemara says Sumcha doesn't say it's done by Bari, which is an interesting halacha. But if the guy is Bari, I guess the simplest way to learn the Gemara is that the Gemara holds that if the Marakama, I don't want to call him the Muhsuk, because they're saying he's not a Muhsuk, so this is voided by Muhsuk, then you don't see him up in the so they call it. But if the Marakama is a Bori, so you can't go against the Marakama. And that's what the Gemara suggests. Even the Amasukh of Hashem of Hashem, because then the Koach of the Marakama is weakened by his Shema, Pesach, I think that's the Pshat, or it's weakened by his time. But if he's a Bari, then Sumchas would not say his din. Even though it's only Marakama, and it's Mamun Amud, so they call him. But if he's a Bari, you can't take it away from him.
You know, the other guy's
but the Gemara says it's not true. Right. Amar Rabba Bar Avuna, in. Amar Sumchas Afilu Bavari Ubari. Sumchas is in, is even by Bari. Rabba Omar Liolam Kiyomasu. There is an interesting diyuk of the Gemara which you maybe just picked up on. If what I just said is correct, the Gemara shouldn't be talking about Shema Veshema and Bori and Bori. It should really just be focused on what the Muhsuk is saying. I keep saying Muhsuk, but the ostensible Muhsuk. The Chiddush of Sukkah, the moment I'm with Sonny Kolkin, the Rabbanan are arguing. So we should just be focused if he's saying Bori or Shema. Like, what do we care what the other guy is saying? We don't really care what the other guy is saying. Okay, so we'll put that on the side. It's a deal. Rav Amar Liolam Kemasumchas Shema B'Shema. I will bury you, bury Lo Amar. But the Mishnah is Shema. Utni Ze Oime Shema Achelo Macharti Ze Amar Shema Mishelo Kachti. Okay, so that's. But the Kaponim, you see in the Gemara introduces the idea, that's the reason I want to learn the Gemara, these lines, introduces the idea that Sumchas might be Tolly if you're saying Shem or Bar. And it's two, it's Machlokas Amaron. Machlokas Rabba Barav Huna and Rava. Okay. Now we go to Tosis, the first Tosis on the Omer. The left side Birshus of the Man Kaima. Tosis in the Kasha, I mean, you have a whole Shas about Cheskas Momin. Most of the time in Shas, when you have a Cheskas Momin, it's talking about cash. And by cash, the question is, do you owe money or not? Or it is no Chazokas or Komacha. But Baba Basra, we know there's a din of Cheskas Momin. And that's in Baba Kama, the fifth parak. And in the fifth parak, it's presented as a svara. Right? The Gemara even says, one of the few times in Shas that it says this, normally cross svara. You don't need a pasuk, it's such a compelling svara that you don't need a pasuk. On the Kovlai Keva, Azul Beyasu. If you want to be Motzi Momin, you have to prove your case. Why should we take away money from the guy? It's a svara. That's a svara. But there's an added svara in Cheskas Abatim that says, Chazok HaKol Mashatachas Yaradim Shalom. That adds the oomph of a chazaka, the chazaka of the beer variety, we call it. Like chazaka, you know, almost the Ruben the Lesser Kamon variety. Almost. Like chazaka had the Tariyaka Sudam of Sida. You have chazaka all over the place. Chazaka had the Pariyat of Mano. Chazaka had the Kol Tegel Olal. Chazaka, like.
Chazaka based on the Svara.
Based on the Svara, based on Hanogas B'nai Oda.
That's a super
Svara.
What? That's a very strong Svara. That comes at the beginning of Rabba Kama. That Koma Shatach is Yadu Shalom. That's how we establish Bible.
Yeah. It's one of those types of Chazakas. It's not a Chazaka to Meikara. It's not a Chazaka to Ashta. It's a type of Chazaka like Chazaka in the Pariyat of Mano, Chazaka blah 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 blah, Chazaka this, like the Gemara Chazaka Shalom. It means that in the normal course of events, this is how people will act. Hanogas B'nai Yodim. So, or this here, it's not acting, it's Chazaka Shekhom Ashatak of Yodim Shalom. In the normal course of events, you're not a pickpocket, but you have it in your pocket, this is my pen. It's not just my pen, because you don't have a raya, it's not mine.
It's like a
Ruben Lesser. Like a Ruben Lesser. Come on, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Chazaka Chomash Atakos Yeradim Shalom. Here it's not really. Okay. So that's that. Now that's a little stronger than Baba Kama. Baba Kama is a little passive. If you want to take the money away from me, you have to prove it. But it doesn't really say it's mine. This Chazaka is a little stronger. Now, there happens to be a machlokas consoles in the Sivas. Then there's a third thing. I don't even know how Nagea this is for the Shmaitza, but it's Nagea for Shasta. Then there's a third thing which is not so clear. That third thing is called Cheskas Momin. Anytime you have cash, and the question is, do you owe Reuven money? He worked for you, do you owe him money? We apply the rule of Cheskas Momin. We talk about Cheskas Momin, all over here, Cheskas Momin. Now, Pashtas by Cheskas Momin, there's never Chazaka Koma Shatakas Yerodam Shalom. So that's not the issue. The issue is that you owe him money. There's no Chazaka that says you don't owe him money. Chazaka, we know it's your money and it's in your wallet. The question is if you owe it to him. So throw the Chazaka out the window. But you still have the bubble. So now to the Shaila. So the Nesivas Tainas, the only other thing that you have is the passive, I call it the passive Cheskas Momin that the Gemara talks about in Baba Kama. You need a raya, you want to take money, the status quo. You can't take money away from someone on your say so, it's not the slavery. So he insists that there's something stronger called Cheskas Momin. That's pretty much the way when you go through Shas, you really learn according to the Ketzois. There's something called Cheskas Momin, and it in itself is a type of Chazaka. It's not synonymous with Chazaka Koma Shetachas Yeradim Shalom for the simple reason that you can't use it by money. In most cases in Shas, for much of the Chabal of Arai is that there's something if you owe money or not. So like that's the most classic standard case, that you can't use the chazaka for Moshe Tachas in order to know the money in your wallet, so you don't know it. So we talk about Cheskos Mamon, and we talk about it's a strong chazaka, and we talk about it's Cheskos Aguf Motzi from the Cheskos Mamon or not, like all these, for Borei Vishamo, it helps against the Cheskos Mamon. Right. But Tois is here, for some reason, assumes, at least in his kasha, but yeah, the kasha assumes that you need, that what? The Ramaz for the last of the Toises assumes that we need the chazaka. Again, maybe Toises is here at the creation, and everything we know is from after Toises' parents, our assumptions in Shas. But here, Toises is like here in the beginning. And he's saying, the don't chazaka koma here. Because Hagodro saying lahem chazaka. Now, Hagodro saying lahem chazaka, Godros means animals that walk around. And you build the corrals for them. They're called Godros. You build Gideros for them. Godros means animals that walk around. Now, actually, Hagodro saying lahem chazaka is ostensibly talking about Cheskos Gimel Shana. Which, if you remember, Cheskos Abatim and Karka, like a different type of chazaka of a flower. But we extrapolate and we say there's no Cheskos, good old regular Cheskos Mamon either. No Cheskos Mamon, not Gimel Shana, but not Buchsuk.
How is Gordon decided to Gimel Shana? Is it Gimel Shana land?
That's the Gemara's point, according to many Rishonim. It's only by land, it's not by Godos. Okay, anyway, so Tosis asks of this Gemara, B'chinami avi avalad b'rishus lokeach eizu ulchocha d'kona. See, Tosis is already talking about a raya that he bought it. L'arinan b'cheskos abadim agodu sein lehem chazaka b'shem d'shema me'alein bo'ol l'rishuso o'tov son b'rchov she'in holchim liros. You know, he could have grabbed it. It's very easy to grab. No chazaka koma shetakos erodim shalom. Now, I don't understand Toys' kasha at all. What did Toys' think? We know the case. Think about the case. The child was born. The child was born. And we don't know when it was born. How in the world would you have a chazaka koma shetakos erodim shalom? Forget that they're goydrus. Let's say they're not goydrus. Well, let's say they're no, they're not goydrus, they're not chazaka. But how in the world can you construct a chazaka koma shetakos erodim shalom from a suffix? A suffix is when the animal was born. You know, if it was born at this time, it's the moiker, it's this time, it's like, yeah, we don't know when it was born. Koma shetakos erodim shalom.
Godus is only
shy after
Koma Shalom.
Yeah, that's what
Tyson
asks. Yeah.
Because
they walk. No, because they wander around, so there's no. He says, because they wander around, so there's no Chazaka Koma. But I'm asking, there's no din of Godus. Tyson shouldn't have understood the Gemara. If Tyson thought that your only basis, the Chazaka we're talking about, is the Chazaka Koma, referred to it in short, Chazaka Koma. So B'chala, no Chazaka Koma here in our case. How can there be a Chazaka Koma if you assume at what time a child was born?
Early Shmaitz, we talk about a Chazaka is really 50-50 still. It's just a Hanhaga, like, you have to know what to do.
That's Cheskos Mamon.
There's still totally Mistokok about whose it is, when it was born. But
Chazaka Koma should. That's totally inapplicable. There's no chazaka koma. It's like chazaka and don't pray out tovzmano. It doesn't apply.
Somebody finds it. Somebody takes it.
Yeah, so there's no chazaka that it's yours.
That's how the chazaka works. This guy happens to be the one who found it. He's the one who has it. So that's how we're supposed to know him.
That's not what the chazaka says. Chazaka koma stachlan shalohu. It's based on like
a bureau, koma,
yeah.
That's my point. Maybe that's what we assume it is, but maybe the point is we need a hanaga. So whoever has it, just say you.
These types of chazakas are not. You say, let's say chazaka, you know, in a dom pereat of zmano, and you have a guy, I don't know. Anyway, Lechora, maybe that's Tosfos Teretz. Look at Tosfos Teretz. Maybe. V'yishloimah, kivan de'ika drora de mamona. Kivan de'ika drora de mamona. That means, right, you can all draw the ring. So there's a suffix. Hold on, I'm looking for the Bach. I can't find it. I don't have the Bach on my ear. Oh, here it is. The suffix bedover below Tanu Sehem. The toin bori halokeach. Emhu bershuso ein lahotzi miyado. So that sounds like he's saying Enochanami. No chazaka koma, but this is his description of Cheskos moment. In fact, it happens to sound pretty passive. The way the Nesivus learns, it sounds very passive. Ein lahotzi miyado. Avlamoya toyan shema. Svaru hu shlo toyal cheskoso y misafik. Now, why is Tosfos saying that? The Gemara, Lechora, only says that it's talking about. Wait. Was it Bori? Okay, you're Bori. But the Gemara then answers that it's talking about there is no Muchzak. There is no Muchzak. Okay. Then the Gemara says, why don't you go by Cheskos Marakamo? I mean, that's why the Gemara is assuming we're talking about Bori. So the whole Shakam time, the Gemara is based on Bori. I don't know, but is this true? Tosfos is saying that if the muchzuk, regular muchzuk, the money's in your pocket. But that's not true. If the muchzuk's a suffix, it is a drawer, the mamona, his chazaka doesn't help. But that's not true.
Well, he's not a muchzuk.
But the Gemara. I'm talking about that. You would need that madrega of muchzuk. But the Madrega Muksuk of Alto Tsiena Miyodo needs Bari? That's a little strange. But what's that? Why should that need Bari? Is Tosfos in Sumchis, or is he even according to us? Abel Moya Toyan Shema, Svaru Shaloy Toyal Cheskoso Misafek. But there's a drawer in the Mamona. But there's a drawer in the Mamona, and you are also saying Shema. Svaru shlo toil.
He's saying Shema. He's saying against the Morakam. It already undoes the whole point of the Chazak.
But all over Shas, as well as the woman, if you're Shema.
But he's against the Morakam here. It's hard. The whole point is, wasn't the real Raya? This guy's saying it's mine. It's not just that it happens to be in his pocket.
Muslim Havero, Havero, it's his money. It's not just a Shem Muxa. The other guy has more account. We're still in Muxa. And Tosfos Lechaira is talking, it's not the Agam. Let's go back in Tosfos. These are your sodas in Muxa, Tosfos says. So Tosfos really asks the Kasha, but like Dami, I have a case of Lechairis where Muxa helps even though you're a Shema by a drawer of the Mamoye. I would think I could bring 100 cases of Shas. Maybe I can, maybe I can't. Tosfos has one. Lechora has a case where someone's a suffix and it's a drawer in the Mamona, and Muchzuk is helping. Even though he's a Shema. And could be Tysus Teretz now is a such a Yesodistic Teretz that it answers 95% of the cases in Shas, and we just don't realize it because we don't know this Tysus. Tysus says, what?
Is Shomer called Mukzak in the Devil?
No, he's Mukzak in his own animal. He's Mukzak.
It's not his.
But he's a Mukzak in both animals. I mean, he's not a Mukzak at all. Suffolk Mukzak. That's going to be. I know that's one of the things the Shmaiz is going to talk about. I don't know if he's going to talk about this case, but there is something called Suffolk Mukzak. The Pashtus is. I don't know the answer to your question. I know if you're a Shomer, that's not denying you're a Shomer, and you admit to being a Shomer, then the Maskid is called the Mukzak. There's a concept that the drawer in your home that you're using to watch his chayfetz becomes like lent for him. And it's called, it's in his rishus. And it's called his. And he can be makdish it. It's not called in a rishuso. Because if you're watching it for him, but you're asking if the guy is a mukhsik. Maybe he's, if he becomes a suffix whose it is, Bukhari here it says he's a mukhsik. Okay. Anyway, so Tyson says a major league you sold. He says, Hosomoyam mukhsik bivadai bitlechai me ikara. When you, let's say money, see this will always apply to money. This will always apply to money. So even though I think that's 95% of the cases of Shas, the third is a suffix if I owe you money, and we always end up saying, I'm much of a Kabbalah Mariah, but I also don't know. I'm a Shema too. But Tysus is your soul, covers every case like that. He says, if I was Vadai Mukhsik of the money, up till the suffix was Lailah. So that's a, you can't shake my Mukhsik because of the drawer of the Mamona. The drawer of the Mamona doesn't shake my Mukhsik, even if I'm a Shema. So when I had the thing for sure legitimately before it, the suffix was null.
That's
more. No. No. You have money in your wallet. You know that before. Now you're a Shema also. Maybe you owe it to someone else. So we say, I'm going to make a veil of a riot. So Tysus wants to know, but Bukhari, you're also a Shema. He just got through saying that Cheskos Mamon doesn't help to the guy who's a Shema. So Tysus says, and maybe you have to know Pshat Tysus Teret, but Tysus says, look at him. He certainly was a mukhsuk in a tle. So now if something was nola, and now he's lebaisa holding on to the tle, but he's saying shema. So that's a cheskas moment. I will come lo mukhsuk me oilam lo keach bevlad zeh vaday over here by the child that was born. So you don't know he was a mukhsuk me kara. But if Taka, the very fascinating choices, he says if the Moicher would be a Mukhsuk of the child, it would help, even though he's saying Shema. Because he's called, he was Mukhsuk of Vada in the Tchila before the baby was born. But still, it's good enough. It's a nachama. The Gemara says, "Well, that's like Rishusik about Kaima, like the Ida Chamoisim Nachvayel of Arayim." The first Yisoid of Tosis. Again, I'm not sure why it's a Chiddush. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a Chiddush only because my idea comes from Yechid Tosis. There's no din about going to say them chazaka. I want to tell you to think about money. I just can't help. By money, there's also no chazaka called. Certainly, Tosis knew all over Shad, this cheskas moment went out on money. Okay. So, Tosis' answer is that by a drawer of the mamoina,
Shavkum money, or is it like Shavak has entitled?
Here's the question of who it belongs to. I'm just talking about all over Shas. 9 out of 10 cases are, do I owe you money? We know it's my money, we know it's in my wallet, we know it's legitimately in my wallet. The question is, do I owe it to you? And we always use the dinner of a mechavel of arayim. Certainly no chazok a kholman, money in your wallet. The question is, if you owe a money or not.
This is a different subject, no?
What place is Terence?
He's talking about this is a different case, subject. Right? Where the guy,
the guy
with money in his wallet, it's a sim.
Yeah.
That's different than what we're talking about over Shas. Over Shas, the guy's saying, it's my money, it's my wallet.
Yeah, but we wonder if you owe money. Saying it's my money is neither here nor there, not relevant.
It depends why
you're... So Tosfos Teretz says, when... Again, I'm not sure if Tosfos is only according to Sumchus. Tosfos Teretz says, there's no Sumchus yet at this point in the world. When there's a Dvara de Mamoina, we can't take it away from you. In other words, what he really is answering is, it's a twofold answer. He's only answering that Baba Kama Perakei kicks in. How can we be mighty money from you without a riot? But he qualifies it by saying, if you yourself are a bari. So that's what he's being the chadish. That if you're a safek, then Yutaka can't use the money by you. But then he qualifies that further. Because he says, I do find cases in Shas where you're a shamba and your muhsuk helps you. To that I'll add, come to think of it, these 95% of cases of money that I just talked about, like I mean, first places, first kasha, applies to the second stage also of places. Because you're a Sheva. I mean, you're also a Sheva, let's say. So places qualifies his Chiddush and says if you had the money for sure legitimately, if you were a real Muhsin, meaning you had the money, Kaidim Shinoilat Asafi. As we know, that plays a big role when the Suffolk was Noilat. So if the Suffolk was Noilat after your Muhsakite was established, then your Muhsakite wins, even though there's no Gaidris, even though it's Gaidris, and there's no Chazak and Choma, or I'll say.
Well, no, there's no Gaidris.
Even in the case of Gaidris.
That's
what Jesus is saying. Tosfos is not talking about Marakami. Tosfos is talking about Muhsin. And he's saying there's no Muhsin when there's no Chazak and Choma. And he answers, yes, there is. But only if you're Bari. He then says, Mamish, in the case of Muhsin, Bechor, or the Pikadon, it's an animal, there's no Gaidris. The guy's holding on to the animal. And the Gemara says, I'm not going to be Araya. And Tosfos says, strike one, strike two, strike three. Why is there a Chazak in here? It's Gaidris, there's no Chazak and Choma. He's saying Shema, and there's a drawer of the Mamona. Strike three. Why does the Gemara say a bunch of Mechavel of Araya? So that's where he says another Yisod. That if you had the money legitimately, Meikara, and I am touching that up, you established a suffixless Chazaka on the money. Not Chazaka Koma, but I call it the fifth parak Baba Kama. If you established, and this is, again, I'll say, I only get 90% of cases of Shas. Because 90% of cases of Shas is money, there's no Chazok and Koma. He's very possibly only saying Shema. And he says, he's only saying Shema. So why are we always throwing out? By money, he almost always had the money legitimately made kara before the subject was Nolan. So now the subject was Nolan if you owe him money. So the place that's to be pigeonholed, is that Enechami, there's no going to say, there's no Chazaka Koma, and there's a Drara, and he's a Shema. So there shouldn't be Cheskos Mamon, but since he had the money legitimately made car, his place is aside. And there's a thing, yeah, many, many places in Shas. There's someone waiting for me outside to have to go. Hate to eat and run, time flies when you're having fun.